my siblings were getting sicker and sicker, and it seemed like one of them died every day. And Mama, poor old Mama, it seemed like she was always pregnant. That's why I decided to leave, to get some gold and give my family a chance to live a better life. Also, this one man ordered me to kill someone.
He said,
"Kill this girl. If you kill her, I will help your family and give you supplies for the road. Her picture is in this envelope. Don't open it until you get there."
And of course I obeyed. I wanted my family to be safe.
So, like, I wanted to go with my dad to California to find some gold because I wanted a new necklace, but then, like, he left me. So I wanted revenge. And this weird, funny old dude came up to me and said,
"I will provide you a horse and food and some money for your travels. This way you can get revenge. I only ask in return that you kill this boy for me. His picture is in the envelope and I only want you to open it once you get there."
So, like, I kind of have to kill someone, but it's okay because I can get revenge on my dad.
I sent them on the journey, but little did they know that they were supposed to kill each other.
Okay, so the weird dude gave me a horse and some money, and I immediately went to my favorite store and bought myself a silver necklace. Then I realized that I might have needed food, so I started asking around, but because I'm rich, I got attacked instead. So I realized again that I could just steal my food instead of asking for it.
Me and my brother set out to Independence, Missouri in 1850. We left from a small town called Waco. Mama said it would take maybe a month or two to get there. As of now, we've been on the road for a little over 3 days. We haven't even left Texas yet, but we will soon. Once we got across the Red River, my brother James died of dehydration. The water was either not safe to drink or there was none around. They left me. I barely made it to Missouri. Even then, I was still severely dehydrated. I planned on staying in Independence about a week. Just enough time to recover, get supplies, and start my journey on the Oregon-California Trail.
It took me, like, forever to get there. I had to steal a lot of food. I survived on only, like, scraps of bread and stuff until I got to this weird place called Missouri. I was hoping that I could get help with transportation because my horse died along the way and I had to walk all the way from Indiana. I was walking around for an entire month in Missouri yelling for help, but no one wanted to help me because I was just some girl in scrappy clothing.
A couple days into my stay in Missouri, I noticed a girl walking around yelling for help. She looked real dirty, unhealthily skinny. She looked like she hadn't eaten one thing in her life. Her clothing was in scraps and covered in dirt, and her hair was a tangled mop. I probably shouldn't have, but I stopped to talk and help. Conveniently, I still had some of James's clothes lying around, so I gave her a fresh outfit and invited her to join me for dinner. She looked starved. She wolfed everything down so quickly that I barely got anything. After she got out and cleaned up, I could see that she had long, wavy red hair, amber eyes, and a surprising number of freckles.
After such a long time screaming for help, someone finally took pity on me. He just walked right up to me and handed me some clothes. I was so confused. Why on earth would you give a stranger some completely clean, perfectly good clothes? What's the point? Anyways, after I had gone and changed, he was there waiting for me and he invited me to dinner. I ask again, what is his benefit? Anyway, his name's Austin.
So, what brings you to this area?
I'm on my way to California. Why?
Really? Me too. Do you have a way to get there?
No, my horse died a long way. I had to walk here from Indiana because of it.
I'm so sorry to hear about that. On a list of pressing topic, would you like to accompany me to California?
I would say yes, but I have no money to pay you with.
You don't need to pay me.
This dude is weird. What kind of person helps someone out of the kindness of their heart?
Anyway, a couple days of preparation, we set out on our way. Shaw is an interesting person. I can say that for sure. It took us a couple months to get there on the California Trail. but we got there eventually with only a few minor setbacks.
I wouldn't call them minor setbacks. We were attacked multiple times. Stupid Westerners.
Regardless, we got there eventually, mostly safe and sound.
Once we got there, we set up camp. There were so many disgusting people there. I did see one familiar face, though. My dad. As soon as he saw me, he looked like a deer in torchlights.
What are you doing here, sweet Charlotte? I thought,
Abandoned me at home? Yeah, you did.
Look, I didn't think that you would be able to handle the harsh conditions out here. They don't treat everyone equally, especially women and other races. I was just trying to protect you.
Why didn't you just tell me before you left? Because you kind of abandoned me like you didn't want to take me. All I wanted was to come here and find gold with you, but you left me, and I had to find my own way here.
Look, I did want to take you, but then I heard about how people were treated here, and I thought I'd best go alone. I didn't want you to end up dead.
Well, I'm here now. There's really no turning back.
How'd you get here anyways?
I met a man in Missouri named Austin, and we traveled down here together. He saved my life.
You mean to tell me that you came down to California with a stranger who saved you? That's a little weird, don't you think? He could have killed you.
I mean, yeah, he could have, but instead he chose to save my life. He gave me food, clothes, and he cared for me, unlike you, who left me.
I didn't want to leave you. I'm sorry and I feel terrible, but there's nothing I can do or say to fix that now, so drop it.
My dad was being totally unreasonable. He didn't understand all of the hardships I endured just to get here today. We have been here for a couple of weeks now, and I absolutely despise it. Every time I go panning for gold, I get yelled at. Everyone here, including my own father, thinks that I don't or shouldn't belong here because I'm a woman. I'm not even allowed in the mines. Every time I try to, I just get screamed at and pushed back. They tell me I need to do what a woman do and wash their clothes, essentially be their maids. I get paid about $30 per wash, but still so badly want to go home.
It's horrible here. People keep calling me a southern boy. The long hikes to the mine take forever. I have to carry all of my tools and stuff in a tiny sack on my back. I have so many blisters on my feet and so many blisters and calluses on my hands. And worse yet, I haven't found a single speck of gold. Some of the more experienced miners make $50 to $90 a day in some spots. For some, if we're even lucky enough, get about an ounce of gold, which is only $16. That $16 that most of us make doesn't support us enough to live out here. We have to sleep in camps. Me and Charlotte went to stay at Tennessee Creek. We don't associate ourselves with slaves. Yes, we are doing manual labor, but we are not slaves. I have to sleep on the grass with a blanket or two to make my own fire and everything. Since Charlotte doesn't know survival skills, she's kind of useless, besides being good at foraging for food. Sometimes I wish I could turn back around and go back to Mama. Poor Mama.
Oops, these are poison berries.
Do you ever wish you could go back?
Go back where? Home?
Yeah, you ever think about it?
Like, all I'm so done with washing dirty men's clothes. Like, ew.
Well, you know, you decided to come to California. Women are supposed to do what they would do at home, but for the men in these camps.
That's, like, so unfair.
I'm thinking about leaving. Are you coming with me or staying? Because I can't handle it anymore.
I'm coming. I don't want to be here anymore at all.
Let's have a dinner before we leave. I have some dried noodles in my bag, and I could probably prepare some spaghetti.
Okay.
Open the envelope early, and I have to kill Charlotte. I don't really want to, but I made a promise. He said he would help my family, and I can't pass it up either.
I just opened the envelope, and I have to kill Austin. Oh well, it's fine, I guess.
They then poisoned each other's noodles with the poison berries that they saved from earlier.
You're about to eat your asshole.
Oh my god, it worked. He's dead. I'm so great.
they're now dead and they didn't see it coming.
The end. And now our bloopers.
So, like, I wanted to go with my dad to California and find some gold because I wanted to do Netflix. Okay, so the weird dude gave me a horse and some money. I did it again.
So, what brings you to this area?
I'm on my way to California. Why?
Really? Me too. Do you have a way to get there?
No, my horse died along the way. I had to walk here to it.
So, what brings you to this area?
This dude is weird. What kind of person helps someone out of the kindness of their hearts?
Anyway, after a couple of preparation, we sit down.
What are you doing here, sweet child?
Abandoned me at home? Yeah, you did.
Look, I didn't want
gold with you, but you didn't let. You.
Yay!